something tells me we could have just left the mic on and checked out the rest of the broadcast, left at 11, and Mark could have just...
He could have done it all.
Filled the whole airtime. That was a lot of fun. Flying Leap Vineyard, formed by 3 Air Force veterans.
I happened to look up the Arizona Rub because
I'm ordering it right now.
I was going to go through and order just one of each, but there's a lot. I just expected to find one or two, so we'll have to...
I found the 6-pack sampler package. I'm ordering it
now. All right. ArizonaRub.com.
I need a key into that.
Some other highlights around the ag industry. Cal-Maine, the country's largest egg producer, said sales rose 62% over last year.
Wow.
Big increase, and which is really interesting because they're obviously a retail egg supplier to grocery stores. But there was another article talking about the number of salmonella cases that have cropped up around the country because of people for the first time starting their own backyard flocks.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to stick to Hickman's eggs. They've got it down to a science and an art. I don't want to risk salmonella just because I started chickens in my backyard.
Well, it was really funny. The article's advice was don't cuddle or kiss your chickens. I'm like,
why would you do that? No.
Well, if you get that Mary Jane Farms magazine, they tell you how to make diapers for your chickens so you can have them in your house.
Oh, that's beyond me.
And a form of chicken I don't think I'll be trying is KFC. Last month debuted 3D printed chicken nuggets.
Doesn't work for me.
I think I'll stick with the regular on that. leave that to Moscow. They can have that.
Yeah.
3D printed chicken.
Your mic's not on.
Thank goodness.
Story this week floating around everywhere is if you get these mystery seeds that you didn't order or came unsolicited, don't throw them away. The ag department wants them to analyze them.
Yes. The two things, don't plant them. Just because you get something free in the mail doesn't mean you should use it. So don't plant them. And then the Arizona Department of Ag is asking that we send them to them. And they've got more than one location that you could, quote unquote, drop them off if you receive them. They think it's some kind of scam, and they delineate that. You can go on to Arizona Farm Bureau's website, azfb.org, and we've got an article, Mystery Seeds, Not Fake News, Here's What to Do. And again, the first thing is avoid planting them. And you might ask, well, why does Arizona Department of Ag want them? They're actually going to test them and see if they're an invasive species and just exactly what's in the packet. So...
don't open the seeds. Turn them into the ag. Let's find out what they are.
Yep.
Another story that guest we've had on in recent past was Frank Martin of the Crooked Sky Farms.
And, yes.
Sad article we pulled out of it from this month was that he was given a 90-day clear your property from the city.
Right. It was an eminent domain, but good news. The city of Phoenix has backed off, and part of it is because of his fan base. His customers in Arizona Farm Bureau have been publicizing it and trying to get him a little bit of promotion, and they're saying, why are you doing this to one of our favorite farmers? I think that's part of why the city has backed off. Who knows, during this pandemic, maybe they're saying, we're not going to do eminent domain, because what they were intending to do with it, the last time I heard, don't quote me on this, I think something like a sewage treatment plant. You push off a farmer in Phoenix for a sewage, and I know we're growing, but oh my goodness. So Arizona Farm Bureau was able to also be part of that kind of exposure publicity, and they've backed off. And so Frank's got at least, you know, it's not his land. He actually leases it from somebody that owns it, but in eminent domain, a city can come in and claim eminent domain, buy it at market price, and then go from there. But that's, you know, that's one of the things Arizona Farm Bureau has been doing for the last 4 months is we're checking in with all of our ag members because of this pandemic. My team, there's 5 of us, we're making 3 calls a day to our ag members to check on them, say, what can we do? And then we send them to the website with all the free resources, especially specific to COVID-19. And, you know, what can you do as an agriculturalist? USDA has some programs. The Small Business Administration had some programs that including emergency loans, stuff like that. And, you know, we've had, my team and I, it's been challenging because farmers farm. Rancher's Ranch, they're working, and it's sometimes hard to nail them down. And if we're trying to reach one of our farmers that's out in the middle of, or ranchers, which out in the middle of nowhere, you might not get good cell connection. We finally get them literally on horseback, and we just check in on them and see how they and their family are doing. You know, the most common quip that I've gotten back from my ranchers, especially, is, Julie, we've been sheltered in place for most of our ranching life anyway, and I have a freezer full of meat. I'm okay. And then we proceed to just tell them thank you for their membership. Ag members in Yuma and Maricopa County have to pay $180 a year. Other counties, $142. But our associate members at $59 a year, they're the ones that support our farmers.
An associate member, that's you, that's me, that's homeowners.
Homeowners. They support all of those 2,300 farmers that are members of Arizona Farm Bureau.
Thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us, azfb.org. Or fillyourplate.org to find local recipes and commodities coming right off the farms and ranches in your neighborhood.
Thank you, Romy.